was that, you might ask? Well, it is a lovely thing that I am glad I had a reminder about before I put this episode out. That is a recording that I took when I was on a cruise a year or so ago, walking in and out of the main dining area. There were sinks on the side, and these lovely gentlemen, very often, usually gentlemen, I think maybe all gentlemen actually, sang you in and sang you out with various washing songs. They basically took the lyrics to regular songs, and they usually put wash or something. They changed the lyrics up to remind you to wash your hands in one way or another. So we had a Michael Jackson song, we had Cranberries, Beatles, everything. I'll play you the whole segment on the way out, and you can enjoy a little bit more enthusiasm about washing your hands. Trust me, this stuck with me and other people who were on the cruise for days, weeks. In fact, it still pops up again when I hear songs on the radio or I'm washing my hands. I think of these guys. Wanted to share, if it helps remind you to wash your hands, run with it, and hopefully it will be as positively infectious for you as it has been for others. And if you need a little help with the lyrics, that would be, hey, washy washy, I want to know, did you wash your hands? And I apologize, the recording isn't great. There's a ton of sounds that are going on around. This is a kitchen area, so there's noises and things like that. Nonetheless, you get the idea. Here's a little bit more for you before we head in. Hey, welcome. This is Judy with Wellness Renaissance and the Wellness Renaissance podcast. I am recording this on a Monday afternoon, as if all goes well, as usual, it will come out on a Tuesday morning the next day. Didn't feel like a week to just put a regular episode out. I don't know if that's the direction one should go, just to kind of keep things on the normal path, but it didn't feel right, and I've been very preoccupied with everything that's going down right now. So if you're listening to this real time, you know that we are in the midst of figuring out the COVID-19 or the coronavirus, what's happening here in the U.S. If you're listening from the future, I have no idea what things are going to look like and where we're going to be and when things are going to be back to normal and all of that stuff. Nobody does, right? But boy, I tell you, you know, if I had recorded this last week or even 24 hours ago, it would look very different. The conversation would look very different, which is why I held off when I decided that I wanted to do something a little bit different, because it just felt like it made sense to do that. So I am going to throw some stuff out there, helpful things, things that have come across my path, and just suggestions of keeping our immune system and how do we do this. There's certainly a ton that's going on Facebook and whatever social media you might be on. So I don't know if my voice has value or if I am just another bit of noise, but I'm going to put it out there anyway. And it is what it is. It has been really an interesting time sort of watching this happen, because it feels very surreal, right? Hearing things going on, you know, it would be a fascinating thing to know what this would look like 100 years ago versus today, how fast it travels and all of that. It's a very interesting dynamic when your world becomes your neighborhood. What a journey we have all taken, even from a week ago, and seeing ourselves and our people around us and just observing people who are in complete disbelief and annoyed and joking about it just because we don't have a reference for this, right? I think that's part of it. We don't have a reference for what this is all about, what it's going to look like, and what is realistic and what is not realistic. And again, we see things in far-off lands, but they're kind of far-off lands. It's easy to separate ourselves from that. I have pretty much sequestered myself in my space for the last few days, so I haven't heard a ton of just sort of random street and sidewalk conversations to hear a very random sample of the population to hear where things are at. But certainly, I know the last time I was out and about, which wasn't that many days ago, this didn't seem like a possibility that we would be shutting down our city buildings here in Duluth, Minnesota. That just is happening in the next couple days. That word came down today. And so things are shifting. Our governor shifted things so that restaurants are now only going to be doing delivery and drive through and take out. So we've moved in this progression. It wasn't too long ago that, well, it was just a few days ago. I mean, things have just moved so fast, which they need to, and this is good. But it's just fascinating to watch where one day you get an email that says, you know, we're not changing anything. Programming is all the same. Nothing is being canceled. And then literally within the next 24 hours, you know, we have canceled these particular events, but these are okay. And then the next day you get another email saying, okay, we're shut down. And it's great that we are shifting and changing, because that's what we need to do in a situation like this. But boy, it's kind of a mind bender as we think through the process of what is happening, how do we handle it, what do we expect, what is real, what is overdoing something, and it's hard to comprehend. And then, thank goodness, things are changing quickly. We need the ability for people to shift and adjust and to be great examples of that. So yay. If that's what we need to do, that's what we need to do. Hard decisions, hard calls to make. I can hardly even imagine. And it sure feels weird to walk into stores and see empty shelves and to see, you know, for instance, all of the rice is gone and the toilet paper. Of course, that's a common theme, the toilet paper being gone, but having the rice be gone and just seeing other bins just completely empty and sections of shelves just completely empty and the freezer sections having very few vegetables in them. I know the other day I went in and things were just really cleared out and all there was left was peas and corn. And today I was actually able to get some broccoli, so I'm pretty excited about that. Both fresh and frozen. Woohoo! All of the extra steps taken to try to keep things as clean and un-germified as possible. So thank you to all of the people in the stores who are sort of risking life and limb a little bit. We'll see what happens. We'll see how true that statement is. But putting themselves out there for the sake of all of the rest of us to function. So, you know, all of the store workers, the hotel workers, many places, the ancillary activities that we have been able to shut down. But there's a lot of things that are still moving, and all of the healthcare people, people who have to be there helping to provide the basics and the necessities. So thank you to all of you in all the varying capacities for putting yourself out there, whether you want to be or have to be, but taking those extra steps to make everybody safe or keep everybody as safe as possible. And I get it. I get that it's one of the things that's hard to believe. And I think so many people are already stressed with just getting through life and making life work, that having this put upon them feels very stressful, and it feels like it just can't be real because it just can't be happening. The basic disbelief of this won't happen to us, that we're kind of impervious to these kinds of things. So the podcast is kind of this weird little time capsule, right? Like, doing this today and this information will be completely, well, okay, the stuff that I'm going to throw out, probably not so much outdated, but this is going to be a little sliver of time in the world that we're going to have to look at and kind of go, where were we then and what does it look like going forward? And as many of you maybe have seen, the people in Italy, a bunch of people put together videos of what they would have sent to themselves 10 days ago. And so questions, will we be there? I hope not. I hope that we can stop this thing. And I think, you know, I think that I also wonder if there isn't that sort of fear of giving in and looking stupid, right? This is one of those situations where if you feel like you look stupid, perhaps it's because everybody did the right thing and we helped ourselves stay out of a horrible situation. And if we need to see the evidence of, in a sense, not looking stupid, thus the virus getting around and out into people, and we need to see people in our space having it, it's too late. And I think we're getting that now. I think that's starting to sink in. there was a meme on Facebook. I don't know if it's really a meme. There was a piece on Facebook that I thought really well said. It is by a Kayla Colbin, and it says, "Here is the thing to understand about flattening the curve. It only works if we take necessary measures before they seem necessary. And if it works, people will think we overreacted. We have to be willing to look like we overreacted," right? That is one true version of success. It's hard to prove a negative, so it definitely gets a little tricky. So what I want to share with you today is some things that have crossed my path from various doctors and practitioners that they're passing around and sharing with people to keep our immune systems up, keep us healthy, keep us happy, and thinking positively during this time of unique experience in our world. We all know the wash our hands. It is an interesting thing to think about how many times one should wash their hands. I went to the store briefly today, and so it was the, okay, I'll wash my hands on the way out the door, try not to touch anything on my way out the door in my building, get to the store, try to touch the handle as little bit as possible, and then, you know, I kind of even wanted to wash my hands when I got there, but I had been pretty careful, which doesn't mean anything. And maybe it's best practices to go wash your hands at the grocery store before you go touch anything. Like, we need a hand washing station right as we walk in, and then do my thing, get back to my house and put everything down, go wash my hands, put everything away, go wash my hands. I probably should have bought more soap while I was at it. Anyway, so the first things I'm going to throw out there are from Dr. Laura Hill. She is a friend of the podcast and has been on the podcast a few different times in various capacities. And the first thing she has to offer us, of course, speaks to the work that she has chosen to give her life to, is to keep getting regular chiropractic adjustments. Keeps our immune system up. Keeps our body moving, keeps our nervous system doing what it needs to do to keep us healthy. So that makes sense. I will take my Judy podcast poetic license and add in there other body work. Also a wonderful thing, getting a massage. If you're going to do that and you're going to move things around and it's a chiropractic adjustment or whatever type of body work you're doing, also to make sure that you drink a lot of liquids to really flush that stuff out. I know that's one of the things that I really focus on, no matter when it is, to make sure if I have body work done that I am drinking water and doing whatever I can to get, you know, to allow the stuff that gets stirred up to leave my body. Dr. Laura even suggests ramping up our chiropractic care between now and June as our body needs to be strong in this process. Again, washing our hands often, that 20 seconds, singing happy birthday a couple times, the ABCs, or there's some great lists of wonderful choruses that we can wash our hands to. So every time you have to wash your hands, you can think of a new song, a new chorus, and that will keep us entertained during this time of staying at home. Some of my favorites were Raspberry Beret by Prince and Jolene by Dolly Parton. And of course, Karma Chameleon by Culture Club. Getting plenty of sleep each night, also so important to our immune system. Oh my gosh, so important. We can take this time if we are stuck at home, possibly. Everybody's life is going to look a little different, but perhaps we can try to focus, take advantage of being able to get some sleep, going to bed a little bit earlier, maybe sleeping in a little later, maybe actually having a bedtime routine that's consistent, allowing our body to get into a flow. And of course, looking at potential help or supplementation that might help us sleep if that is something that we're struggling with. Again, this is a time we want our immune system to be in great shape. So eating healthy foods, I know this is a Judy thing, I know that it might feel sort of like a party and you need to bring the atmosphere up and, you know, have a little fun and absolutely have some fun. But do remember that making this a time of junk food doesn't do a great thing for your immune system. So having healthy foods, some fresh foods as best as you can get them for as long as we can get them, I don't mean to say that to sound bad. I'm just being realistic in, you know, I bought cabbage because cabbage is going to last me longer than if I buy a bunch of zucchini. Thinking through things like that. Frozen veg, frozen fruit, limit your intake of sugar, because sugar does drag down, bring down our immune system and makes us more susceptible to colds, flu, whatever. Something we're all hearing about, avoid touching our eyes, our nose, our mouth as much as possible. Dr. Laura says, consider thinking about preventative supplements to boost your immunity. Things like elderberry, there's syrup and lozenges, probiotics, daily vitamin C. Dr. Laura also suggests Agrisepal L. I am actually not sure if I'm familiar with it. Learn something new every day. According to the Google, it is an all-natural blend of the antiviral, antibacterial, and antifungal properties of citrus. So that could be very helpful. Dr. Laura doesn't have this on her list, but vitamin D and vitamin A certainly also come up as important supplements to make sure that we are getting an ample amount of. And a suggestion from Dr. Cheryl Larson, who is an osteopath that has also been on the podcast. And she talked about for herself, she takes mycelium mushroom blends from Host Defense. And she, for herself, likes My Community and Breathe. All of these things that I've just mentioned, minus potentially the vitamin C and D and A, because I didn't check, are not so easy to find in stores. So if you are listening to this and you are wanting something like that, I would call a store before you go there to see if they actually have it. Dr. Laura goes on to say, of course, non-essential plane travel, avoid cruise ships. A lot of people are just avoiding trips to various places if they can avoid it. So being very mindful about the trips that they do take. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. And of course, if you end up having corona, then of course, being in your own room, in your own house, and sequestering yourself there is the necessary thing to do to stop spreading, of course. Oh, and this next one of my favorites. Cover your cough and sneezes with a tissue or elbow instead of your hand, then throw the tissue in the trash and wash your hands afterwards. I wish there were so many more signs up every year about this. The amount of people I see sneeze into their hand and then go about their business makes me absolutely crazy. It's like, really? Don't touch your steering wheel and then touch this and touch that. It's like, blah, 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 blah. I have seen very few signs. I have seen a few of them, but I have seen very few signs that remind people, do not cover your cough with your hand and your sneeze and all of that. I mean, especially when you're sick, right? Anyway, go wash your hands. You use your elbow. Just do something else. Oh my gosh. Okay. If you're standing at the grocery store, this is a Judy thing. If you're standing at the grocery store, especially right now, like always, but especially right now, if you're coughing and sneezing, oh my gosh, please, please turn away. Please cover your cough when you're especially in the produce section. Any section, of course, but in the produce section. Just saying. Okay, back to Laura's list. Clean frequently touched objects and surfaces at home, such as doorknobs, light switches, faucets, toilets, and countertops. I need to think about this with my own doorknob just coming into my own house. And our phones, our cell phones, something that we're touching all the time. So not on Laura's list, but washing off our cell phones or sanitizing our phones and our phone cases. And my understanding was something I was reading about the virus is that the sort of encapsulation of the cell of the virus is that it isn't super strong. So the friction, the soap friction back and forth will do that. So you don't necessarily have to like dunk your phone in Lysol. And not that that would be a good idea. So please don't do that ever. If you've got a waterproof phone, take it up with the manufacturer, not with me. But doing that will break up, could break up the virus or should break up the virus. So it's a good thing to think about because our phones, we touch them all the time. They are our like main source of everything, right? And of course, we've heard many times, face masks for people who are the sick people, that they are the ones that they will help. And one of the other things that Dr. Lara wanted me to make sure that I passed on when I asked her if I could share this information with you all was to really remind us to keep our spirits and our energy up. That can do so much for our immune system to, well, let me just read you the paragraph that she sent in her email. She says, additionally, right now, people are focused on fear and spiraling into fear. It's prevalent right now in the media, on social media, in your community, and maybe even in your family. While that's going on around you, what can you do to develop a different mindset and energy? What if you chose to amplify peace, love, trust, and gratitude? Gratitude boosts your immune system. Amplify gratitude. If you and every member of our chiropractic office family can amplify a vibration of joy, trust, gratitude, love, and healing amongst the vibration of fear and uncertainty, the energy can totally change in Duluth, in Minnesota, and in the world. That's from Dr. Lara. And I wouldn't be me if I didn't acknowledge the fact that I know that there are people out there who are really concerned and struggling with what does this all mean for them. As many businesses are shutting down or limiting what they're doing, it's a real thing. It's a real thing. But how can we keep ourselves on the up and up when our immune system needs us to do that so badly right now? Some additional things to consider in this time of trying to figure out how to navigate the world. There was a great thing on Facebook that talked about when you're at the grocery store, leave the WIC approved foods for people who have WIC or need WIC. And because in some cases that might be the only food they have access to. So something small, but mindful decisions that we can make there. It has been very cool to read some of the emails and some of the information about taking workers for jobs or places that are closed and moving them over to help feed people who need food, restaurants who are giving food to kids who don't have any place to go during when school is closed. There are some resources out there. I don't know how necessarily to find them. Of course, it depends on where in the world you are, but to potentially reach out if you are somebody who needs some assistance, perhaps there is somebody with that information wherever you are who can help you find whatever it is you need to help you get through. I also wanted to share some considerations sent to me by a friend of mine, Rebecca St. Martin, who is a person with a disability. She also has multiple chemical sensitivities. And so daily life stuff is just challenging beyond what most of us can ever imagine. And at some point we're going to have her on the podcast because I want to share some of the things that she goes through to get through and function and be comfortable and safe each day. But she had some suggestions for this time in particular, and I just want to share them with you. First is a reminder that in a pandemic such as we're in, and it sounds like such a big, scary word, but definition-wise, that is what we're dealing with here, that it isn't just about us, that this is a community and a public health issue. So if you are not sure what you should do about whether or not you should leave the house, she says, choose to stay in and don't leave unless absolutely necessary. While you might not be at risk of death, others are. And basically, why be the cause of that? So it is that aspect of, you know, we might be okay and we might have a strong immune system, but if we're carrying something or we are then seeing somebody who does have a more fragile immune system. And from some of the stuff that I'm hearing, this isn't just hitting people with just fragile immune systems. So it is hitting younger people and it's messing up their lungs and things like that. So you don't want to have to experience that in your world. And who wants to be the cause of that for somebody else as well? So it's really been rough to hear people say, well, it's just going to take out the elderly and the fragile. I don't know if anybody's noticed, but a lot of us know elderly people or people with compromised immune systems that function every day in life. Those are not people just locked away in behind doors. Those are people out and about functioning in the world, doing the work, helping us function in our lives every day. It's an easy thing to sort of forget and sort of put people in categories like we do. But we live in a world where we want everybody to be out and about and doing their thing and working. And so that is fine and that is good. And let's work to our potential and let's have purpose. But it also means we also need to think of that in times such as this. Those are very precious loved ones. And who wants to see them suffer? Rebecca also suggests home delivery of groceries, of medication. Get a 90-day supply of medication if you can. One of the other suggestions she has is for the products that we use for cleaning and various other things. Her suggestion is check your products to make sure they are compliant with what's recommended. The CDC, World Health Organization, and Environmental Protection Agency all have good information on what is effective against the virus. She makes the point, too, that hospitals are going to be toxic. So people with multiple chemical sensitivities need to be extra careful not to get exposed or to injure themselves so they don't have to be around that stuff, not to mention just being infected by other people in the hospital, but just the multiple chemicals that are going to be being used more than normal to really try to keep things clean and safe. When you're sensitive to those chemicals, it makes it really an unpleasant experience. So not having to go in the first place is a pretty big deal. Another suggestion is check your medications to see if they are considered immunosuppressive. So if they're suppressing your immune system, you then also want to take extra precautions if in fact you are on something that is suppressing your immune system. You can type in your medication name and COVID-19, and usually the manufacturer or a national organization will tell you about the risks. It has been recommended in multiple places that, you know, if you can avoid public transportation, even though the buses and subways are doing extra cleaning for sure, or at least that's what they say they're doing. So I hope that's what's happening. I'm assuming that's what's happening for all parties involved. Very helpful. But it is one more thing we can do to just not pass on germs, not expose ourselves to germs. So that's where having groceries delivered are a wonderful thing. If you have a service in your area, if you don't have a service in your area and you know there's somebody that doesn't drive, that might be a wonderful thing to offer to them. I don't know quite what the protocol would be to do that besides, you know, get everything to their front porch and you walk away and they open the door or whatever the case might be. But something also to consider if you are needing to go out and about for yourself, can you make it a multi-purpose trip and at the same time not expose yourself massively? So the take-home messages are, don't freak out, don't panic, be thoughtful, be mindful, learn what works, and walk through the world carefully before we do things and make decisions to do things and touch things as to what the ripple effect out is going to be. So don't over panic, but I don't know what the word is for under panic is. Hearing some of the conversations I was hearing the other day of just the whole, I don't have to do this, I don't have to worry about it, this whole thing is silly. Well, why not just wash your hands instead of resist the frustration? And if you're right, whatever. If you're wrong, you didn't kill anybody. That's kind of a win. So I don't know if it's appropriate to joke about coronavirus. There's some at least good chuckles, and maybe as long as we're healthy and stuck in our houses, it's kind of humorous. Here's one this morning that isn't visual that I can share with you that a friend posted on her timeline. So thank you, Beth. This made me laugh. So I'm in line this morning at the post office. Three people came in wearing masks. Panic! Then they said, "This is a robbery." And we all calmed down. I thought it was funny. So hopefully that's not inappropriate. I think it's good to find the humor because positive attitudes are good, but if I can laugh, it will help me to find my positive attitude. So hopefully it helps you. Hopefully you find something that strikes you as funny, and you can have a good belly laugh because they are worth so much to our body and our immune system. So watch comedies. If you're at home watching TV, make sure that you slip in some comedy in there to help keep you and your body light and happy and laughing. There's a lot of data on laughing and how that helps our immune system and our bodies. So laugh whenever you can. It's a beautiful thing. Break up some of that tension in your body. I think that's it. I am going to post in the show notes an article that Dr. Cheryl Larson sent about how viruses spread so exponentially. It's got some funky graphic-y things that you can do in it that are kind of cool. And that is from the Washington Post. And then I'm also going to send or link to a video about breathing and building our immune system, a guided Wim Hof method of breathing video that I will post up there that isn't too long. I think it's like 4 minutes. I think that's it. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. I hope that there was something in here that was helpful. And I hope that by the time this is released, which is like 12-ish hours from now, that the world hasn't shifted again in a whole different way. It feels like things have gone really fast and really shifted. But there are some basics. Wash your hands. Don't panic. Keep laughing. Those are probably pretty good in all situations. My plan is to be back with a regular episode next week, but I'm certainly just leaving the door open to taking care of myself or figuring out what makes sense in all of this. So I'm leaving the door open to whatever happens, whatever makes sense, whatever opportunities I have, if there is information that I feel that I can actually benefit by putting out into the world. So I wish all of you health and good care, and may you not cross the coronavirus path. May the coronavirus path not cross you. And if you have extra time this week, check out some of the other episodes of the podcast if you haven't had a chance to listen to them. I've got 120 some episodes, and great opportunity to check out somebody maybe that you don't know, or a modality that you don't know very well, or listen to, take 5 minutes and listen to an episode that maybe you're not sure if you're interested in. And you know, you can always click in the middle and hit play. There's an endless amount of things out there to learn and listen to and entertain us. We are certainly living in a very different age than if this had happened 30 years ago. And we have power and we have the internet, so we can still do stuff being in our home. I think of the few times that our house was without power for a period of time, and it's always such an interesting thing trying to figure out how to navigate that without light, without electricity, searching for the batteries in the flashlight that you were so sure were right by the flashlight, turning on the light switches even though you know they're not going to go on because it's such a force of habit. Anyway, we still have all of our entertainment stuff, and our, you know, we can Skype and we can see our friends and connect that way if we are alone in our spaces and needing to reach out and connect with someone else. We can't do it physically, but we can do it voice to voice or picture to picture. Thank you again for spending your time. Have a wonderful, safe week. Check out the rest of the podcast episodes at wellnessrenpodcast.com. And of course, on iTunes or wherever else you listen to your podcasts, you can look for Wellness Renaissance Podcasts. I absolutely invite you to share things that you are doing to build your own immune system, whether it's on the website or on this Facebook post, whatever. Would love to hear from you. What is working? What are you doing to entertain yourself? How are you getting through? This is also about your mental health too, right? It's about your immune system, but it's about our mental health and getting through whatever this is that we're about to adventure into. So please do not hesitate to share. And if you have found value in the podcasts and you have the means to do so and you feel called, I invite you to be a financial supporter and be part of our Wellness Renaissance Patreon community. You can find that on the wellnessrenpodcast.com site, the red button that says become a patron. I too am one of those people affected by lack of income from my typical work for the next 2 weeks. And thank you, thank you, thank you to those of you who are part of the Patreon community already and supporting the podcast. You absolutely mean the world to me. I appreciate so much your sharing financially it also does wonders for the soul and inspiration as well. So thank you so much. Thank you all for listening. May you continue to find the pieces that fit beautifully into your health and wellness puzzle. I send you forth with wash music. Washy, washy, washy. Till next time. Hey.
Yeah.